Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys Band, hitting the road very soon and live streaming even sooner than that.
Now elaborate, Jeff. Those are interesting things. Those are some expensive words that you just used. Live stream, tour.
Yes.
I need them unpacked.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, what does that all mean, Jeff? Are there stops on this tour, or is it just a general?
Well, let's talk live. It's kind of roving. You stand outside in the band.
It's all just sort of swirling.
Sort of a parade. No, let's talk the live stream first.
Yes. Because it's tonight. This episode is dropping. Yeah.
That's right.
The 12th, ooh. April 12th, is it not?
That's exciting.
6 p.m. LA time, 9 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere in between. You probably have heard a million different things, positive things, about Blood, Sweat, and Beers, or how the Sloppy Boys made an album on a farm in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. I've heard wonderful things.
It's on the popcorn list on Letterboxd. It won the Audience Award at the El Paso Film Festival, and the director won El Paso Filmmaker of the Year.
Mm-hmm. I heard
of
that,
the
too.
The year.
I mean, what is it really? It's a documentary of us making our fourth album, Sonic Ranch, mm-hmm. with Money Mark.
You're going to see technical proficiency at times from other people, and you're going to see a lot of fun, funny stuff.
This movie will soon be, the whole world is going to get at their mitts on it, and it's going to feel like, oh, I lost the Sloppy Boys to mainstream movie viewers, but we mm-hmm. wanted to do this watch party for the slopheads. This is it's a VIP sneak peek type of a thing, so you're going to get to see it first before distribution happens for this film.
Man, nice. The slops are going to be there. We're going to intro it. We're going to take questions after. And if you're on Discord, we can see your chats and we can say, yeah, that was actually pretty fun.
We took note of that.
Hey, Jeff, I'll do you one better. Mm-hmm. If someone thinks this sounds so fun, but maybe they're listening to this podcast a few days late, or maybe they're busy tonight, this live stream is going to be available for a week, right? If you buy the ticket, it's $10, and then you don't have to watch it live. You could watch it for is it a week or longer?
I think let's call it a week. Yeah, at least a week. And then here's the other thing: if you're one of those intrepid slopheads that stumbled upon the link and just plop down the $10, not even knowing that you...
Thank you, first of all.
Yeah, thank you, first of all. Not even knowing that you were available for the date, your ticket still applies, dude.
Right.
That ticket's still good.
Will they hear the... Or see and hear the Q&A afterwards, too?
Yes, it's all part of the stream. It's all happening on the watch party.
This is great. And we're not going to be talking during. We're not chatting during.
No, because it's a pre-premiere viewing.
Viewing. It's not chat. And you at home, when you're watching, don't chat with your friends. Silence.
Silence, audience.
Let's say you are among the lucky people who live in Philadelphia or New York, you're also going to get screenings where we come and screen the film live. Here's what's great about Philadelphia. On Saturday, May 25th, we're screening the film, and then we're playing a live music show. And that screening sold out, but you can still buy tickets to come to the music portion of the night. And then if you're grumpy that you missed out on the movie, we added a matinee on Sunday afternoon so you can still see the movie. This is what's so cool.
That's very cool. Super cool.
New York City.
Oh, yes. Can we?
We got news for you.
Yeah, New York, we're coming to you May 9th. Chelsea Music Hall.
For a screening of The Sloppy Boys, Blood, Sweat, and what is the full, Jeff, say that full title again.
Oh, God. Blood, Sweat, and Beers, or How the Sloppy Boys Made an Album on a Farm in West Texas.
Whew. Yeah, be there for that. We're screening that. Q&A afterwards. And then the next day, Littlefield in Brooklyn, we're playing two sets. Whew. Now, that's a full show.
Now, Mike, when you say two sets, I'm like, oh, two separate shows, two ticketed. No, he means much like the Grateful Dead or Fish, we're playing two big fat sets in that show. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with some of these other cities where we sold out so fast, we had to add second shows. I'm talking Chicago. I'm talking Milwaukee. They couldn't handle these venues. They're like, yeah, Sloppy Boys, we can handle you. We can handle you. No, you can't. No, we sell too many tickets.
We can handle you. Yeah, we should have known when we were asking those guys. And they're like, yeah, I think we can. Sweating. These people were sweating.
It was like we're in touch with, like, it's just like some kid in his bedroom. Like, yeah, I booked this venue. I think I can handle it.
All right. To recap, here are the dates coming at you. April 12th, today, the sloppyboys.com documentary watch party. April 25th and 26th, Chicago, Beat Kitchen. April 27th, Milwaukee at the Cactus Club. There's a 5 p.m. show and an 8 p.m. show. Then we take a little break for a week. Back on the road, May 9th, New York, Chelsea Music Hall, the documentary streaming. Screening. Jeez.
We're streaming it somewhere.
This is supposed to be a nice, tight presentation.
I know.
May 10th, Brooklyn, we're playing that Littlefield show. May 11th, Westerly, Rhode Island, we're playing United Theater. That's with Big Grande. May 24th, Pittsburgh, we're playing Bottle Rocket. May 25th, Philadelphia, Philomoka, documentary screening and live show. And like we said, the 26th, the day after, Sunday, we got that documentary screening matinee. Folks, get those tickets.
We're gonna get off the tour talk and stuff in just a second, but I want to say the guy who runs Bottle Rock in Pittsburgh, great little venue. I can't wait to play there. He said he asked us if we wanted to play because somebody in the supermarket called to him like down the aisle and was like, "Hey, you should book the Sloppy Boys."
Whoa!
The town wants it.
Damn, that's cool.
I think we're doing two sets there too. There's no opener there either. We're going right into it.
Right into it.
A full night of just the slaps.
I like playing these big fat sets. We're learning more of our own songs, which is a funny thing to have to do. Which is, we're doing it. Mm-hmm.
We put it off for too long.
Well, it's rather sophisticated music.
Some of it is more than three instruments on it, so you need more people.
And for folks that are like, I have seen the Sloppy Boys. I know the 20-ish songs they play. Oh, yeah? We might have three more new ones for you.
We might have two new ones. No, don't say that, Jim. They're all new songs. Yeah. We're playing every album in a row.
That would be cool, guys, at some point. Oh, like when we hit the 10-year anniversary of Lifelong Vacation, we do a tour where we're just playing that album beginning to end. The masterpiece.
That would be the very masterpiece. Fun. Next year, then do Dancing on the Wind. Next year, Paradiso.
Yeah, it's funny because it would be 3 years in a row.
Playing Lifelong would be a really funny, like, 28-minute show, and then we just get out of there.
Beep, beep.
We just play it again. We should play. Yeah, we should play it in order and then play it back.
We don't even have to get out of the van. We just roll by.
All right. Do we get into a little booze news?
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep. Booze news. Hit it.
When the episode is a few minutes in and they've run out of chit chat, the drink of the day is on the way, but it's not time for that. Don't go anywhere because there's a segment just for you. where Tim will pip your ignorance away. Here comes Booze News.
Oh, I like it.
When you hear all about the news you were without, edited by a one-time Emmy nominee, on the show that has timeless integrity.
Wow.
Wow.
Flamin' Booze was sent to us by Chris Finke. Stinky Finke.
Finke's done some good work.
Oh my God, he's one of the big boys out there. And if you have a Booze News team, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And if you want to be friends with Stinky Finke, subscribe to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and you hear our other podcasts and you can connect with Slopheads.
It's just a nickname. He's not Stinky.
God, I just hope that one day somebody refers to me that way. He's one of the big boys out there.
Stinky Jeff is one of the big boys. did you guys recognize that melody?
Flaming Moe's, right?
Flaming Moe's.
Flaming Moe's. Well, we had put the word out that we wanted a Cheers style. No, we wanted a Cheers style photo of, or opening with our faces in it or something.
Mm.
Either way, we got a still.
Yeah, we didn't ask for a still though, did we?
The ghost of Craig T. Robinson doing great work, but I want a video.
Mm-hmm. Craig T. Like Nelson. Cheers.
What did I say?
Craig T. Robinson. T.
That'd be so funny if Craig Robinson was making Photoshops for us.
Yeah, weird. He's looking at Photoshop.
He's a TV star. He does tours his comedy, but damn, he just does a little Photoshop
puts
for us.
A little time to do a little Photoshop.
I always keep time for a little Photoshop.
We had a Cheers parody a couple weeks ago from Lamont to Bob in our Daiquiri episode. Now we had a Flaming Moe's parody. Very good. This is very, very good.
This is good. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we probably won't get busted for copyright on YouTube. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good for the show.
Parody.
Keeps the show moving. And speaking of keeping the show moving, what's the actual Booze News?
Nice.
Okay. Here's some Booze News. We are, it's spring. Am I wrong?
It's spring. Wait, you know what they should do? We should call spring and summer sprung. I think that would be funny.
Sprung.
The past tense.
That would be funny.
And winter, call it fell.
No.
No, we're not with you on that one. That would be one funny. Step too far.
Anyway, I'm tracking some drink trends and some new drinks, and we'll see what takes hold in the spring and then blooms in the summer. But here's a new drink that was viral that I wanted to see if you guys heard about it.
Nice.
The Bromosa. You've heard?
No. But can I guess it's a mimosa with like a bro-y vibe to it?
Yes.
Nice.
Ooh.
Hanford, you still got it.
Mike, you're really good with etymology of terms.
That's right. And context clues. Okay, so we're on a booze podcast. It's booze news. Tim's not going to be talking about something not booze related. Then, Jeff, really then I start to think, okay, I've heard half of this word before.
Right.
A drink.
Yeah.
Then I start thinking about the word.
Then I retired to my study.
Yeah. I put my smoking jacket on.
No, well, puff, puff. Mike, you look so. I'm.
Ooh,
I believe everything you say with all those books behind you.
I know. I'm in my brother's office. I'm in my brother's house. Whew. I'm in his office. He's got books everywhere. He's an English teacher.
I'm prone to believe you.
Also, you can probably tell if people are watching the video. I keep coming out of it. My microphone is duct taped to a hockey stick. Okay, so I
Let's
can't
see
move it.
It.
I can't see there. Can That's see good. It? I don't even know. But yeah, I didn't want to bring my thing, my whole thing up other than the, go ahead.
The books on the shelf, is that like literature or are those Don Cherry Rock'em Sock'em hockey books as well?
That's interesting, too. First one I said, or picked up, Hockey Tough.
Nice.
A winning mental game. Forward by Mark Messier. Not bad. Oh, but then we've good. Also got, you know, let's see here.
You got any old Far Sides in there?
No. Confederacy of Dunces, I'm seeing Blue Highways, A Journey into America. Okay.
Ooh.
I actually read Confederacy of Dunces, by the way.
Brothers K. Oh, Gentlemen in Moscow. These are big books here.
All right. Can we hear about the Bromosa, please?
Oh, yes. The Bromosa.
Well, you didn't like when I was looking, putting away from the microphone, talking,
parsing through books.
See, I guess we're bad, but don't worry about that. The Bromosa. I brought a clip. Here is a TikTok from TikToker Morgan Middendorf, and she's out on a golf course. And here's what she has to say.
Okay. I've got a golf course drink of the day. It is called a Bromosa. Need a cup, and any light beer will work. So we're gonna fill
It's a Coors Light.
Here with Coors Light. Just a little bit of OJ. Now this is the perfect drink to start your round of golf, and then a shot of vodka.
Tito's she uses.
Is okay, that it?
That's it. I was waiting for it's booze. that's it. We're talking a beer with a splash of OJ and a shot of vodka. I do like the idea of this shot of vodka because if you have just a brass monkey or a mimosa, alcohol that's diluted, you're getting diluted. But if you put that vodka in there, then you're goosing it back up for us.
Uh-huh. A quick goose.
Could be good. Could be very good.
I would try it. Hey, you know what?
They're just trying to make it happen with that catchy name, though. I don't like that Barstool Sports shit.
Bromosa?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'll be out for the next episode. I'll be with you guys, right?
I only want to be with you.
We will be in the same room. I have a little bit of an idea for a drink.
Okay.
Do we go golfing and we have with Bromosas?
That's a good idea. That's even better than my idea. No, but I have an idea for a drink that I want to show you guys. I want to bring the ingredients and reveal what it is.
A big reveal.
But it's going to depend on if I can get the ingredients.
A big reveal live on the pod?
One might be difficult to get. Oh. And guess what? It's only two ingredients.
Do it.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
Mike, wow us.
Fuck.
Put up or shut up.
I can do it. You guys hear a dog? We got a dog back here.
Oh, yeah?
What's his name, Barker?
Yeah, I believe I can.
Her name's Gracie. She's a beautiful dog. Just beautiful. Born in October, I think. Young dog.
You're talking to the two wrong guys, Mike.
Oof, not me. I'm talking to the right guy for me.
We don't give a fuck. But I just came up with a good dog name. I was joking. I said, what's her name? Barker. But then I was like, Barker is a name. That's a good name for a dog, Barker.
Yeah. I had a family friend. No, they did have Barker was the name of the dog. I thought it was Barkley.
Or
it was Barker.
Punk drummer.
Yeah, would be a good name for them.
Good name.
When you're naming your drummer, keep that in mind.
How do we name you, Jeff? You came out of that gooey egg, and we said we gotta give this guy a name.
One of those drummer name books.
gooey egg.
Like, ugh.
Where did we get that egg? Now? Why did it come to us? Yeah, it was some sort of a mystical traveler. Was like, could you hold on to my egg until it's ready? Yeah,
he never came back for me, huh?
Nope.
Damn, still waiting for that traveler.
And I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that traveler's dead, long dead.
I hope that traveler's dead. All right, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
You guys will notice, too, I'm sitting in a desk chair, so you'll notice I'll be doing this a lot. My hands are sort of right here.
The index fingers up, pursing your lips a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's just I don't usually have...
You can't do that on the coffee table, can you?
No, I can't. Hmm. I feel like a real kind of office guy. The office politics in here are tough.
All right. Well, what news behind us? Okay.
Hold on. I was going to do a good joke. I was going to say, watch out for Jim from accounting. I shouldn't say Jim because that makes you think of Halpert, but Don from accounting.
Well, that
you know how there was Don every improv show you... Yes. Every improv show you've ever seen in your life, there's an office scene and the improviser on stage has never worked a fucking job in their life. Mm. So they're always like, oh, Roger from accounting. And you're like, just, you know, from accounting, fuck off.
Ian Roberts had a thing because people would come in and be like, oh, the Johnson file. And he was like, all right, there is no Johnson file. There's never been a Johnson file. That's just office talk. Like you're saying, that you've never experienced and just sounds like office talk.
Mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing to just like know when to see some 22-year-old like just look, it's rough to work in a cubicle and have a corporate job, but I want to hear that from someone who has done it. I hate this like built-in malaise that people are like, oh, a dead-end corporate job, because I hear it from a lot of unemployed kids or a lot of trust fund kids. And I'm like, yeah. Working a job, you should work a job. You
know, yeah, I was surprised how many people, like when we were at UCB, we were all working in office jobs during the day and then doing UCB at night. And then you've come to find out a lot of these people are just like, yeah, I audition. That's what I do. That's my job.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, right.
So you're just kind of chilling.
You don't book.
Huh?
You audition, but you don't book.
But you don't book.
Imagine saying that to an actor. How rude that is. Now, you mentioned an audition, but I didn't see you book.
You audition? But the guy who booked audition, too, didn't he? He was a little bit better.
And that wasn't you, was it? Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a good way to be. We should start acting like that.
Like fucking asshole.
In bricks. All aspects, I go to Subway sandwiches. I'll have the ham and put the provolone on it.
So much what are you trying to? It's so weird.
He's got cheese.
All right. Well, enough about cheese. I want to hear about the drink of the day.
Oh, Jefferson, this is a good one. The drink of the day is the Batanga. You've heard?
Not Batanga. Heard or had.
Sounds not like heard, a, Mike?
Well, I've heard from you.
Yeah, I've heard from you on the text chain, of course.
I've been to the Tonga Hut.
Did it appear in Booze News, Tim? Is it possible?
It appeared in Booze News, and I would like to hear from my two co-hosts what this is, because I'm bust my ass being the editor-in-chief of Booze News every week.
I got it. I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Yes.
We made a whole thing about it.
It was a TikTok trip. A TikTok.
And?
It's sweeping the nation, and we have got to get our hands on this thing.
Sounds very similar to the Bromosa.
Yeah.
And you know, we got to get our hands on these. We got to learn about it. Everybody's finding out what it is. We got to find out.
No, guys, this was only like 3 weeks ago. There. And it was interesting. There's a wrinkle.
Tim, come on. Let us get in there. Let's root around. Let us do that, Tim.
I remember, okay. Tim. I remember. It's because people started ordering a fancy drink called a Batanga. And it's, what is it essentially? It's essentially a Cuba Libre with tequila instead of rum. Yeah. And all the bartenders saying were like, yeah, Batanga. Here's your you know, $17 Batanga. And then somebody else could like saunter up the bar and say, right. Tequila Coke, please. And you get the same drink. How about that?
This absolutely. This was Six meme bucks. I talked about. This was an online attitude. But do you remember the swindle of it all? The Batanga week, the year of the Batanga. Not ringing any bells?
Ah, yes. Yep. The influencers, the TikTok influencers. That's all I needed.
What about them? What happened with them?
They went down to this, down to South America, Central America, some might even think.
Yeah, where Mexico is.
Was it Mexico?
North America, the southern part of North America.
Okay. Hmm. And they went there and were going to this big liquor company and they said, hey, we want you guys to drink this stuff and talk about it. And they said, okay, we'll talk about it, but we're going to make up a fake drink.
So close, but I'll take it. You guys listened. You listened good enough to make me feel like respected.
Heard. Yes.
I will say, seen. Tim, a lot of the time, I just so you know, a lot of the time when you talk, I just hear, just so you know, when you talk,
that's like a Flaming Lips song that's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called the Yeah 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 song.
There's also a Beyonce song, Yeah Yeah.
Ah, which we discussed on the blowout.
The
earlier.
Blowout.
Yes,
I gotta subscribe because that show's good. It's better than this show. Yeah,
yeah, it's way better.
Anyway, yes, it's basically that. It was that I'm sitting at home minding my own business, and this is in like February. Suddenly, the Batanga. I see an like a cocktail guy on Instagram being like, "Hey everyone, I was just in Mexico. Everyone's drinking the Batanga. It is a real drink, by the way. It wasn't a fake drink, but everybody's drinking the Batanga. It's tequila and Coke with lime and salt, and you mix it up with the knife that you cut the lime with. You got to try it. I think it's going to be the drink of the year." And then right. I said, "Oh." And then I saw another guy say almost the exact same thing. And then slopheads were tagging me. It's going across Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. Everyone is hitting way too hard with this Batanga. And
Tim, we're
it's
being
a little
programmed,
suspicious.
Dude.
Yes.
That's us, dude.
And then the truth comes out. Eventually, one of these TikTokers lets the cat out of the bag and says, "Guys, here's what happened. A tequila brand invited us all down, bunch of different influencers down to tour a tequila distillery. And then that night we were partying at a bar and having fun and drinking Batangas. And we all said, 'Hey, these are great, but they're not big in America. What if we get it going? What if when we all get home, we all make videos about it? And what if we see if we could start a trend?'" And it was, they kind of did it. And we on Booze News were like, "Well, it's interesting. We're clowning on drink of the summer culture, that it's become post spritz, post White Claw, post Dirty Shirley. We now live in a world that's so hungry for drink of the summer talk that you can fake it.
That they can manufacture it. Isn't that fucked up?
It's so fucked.
We should pick up what we think the drink of the summer is going to be before the summer.
Oh, like
make it an official, like, this is the pick that the Sloppy Boys picked.
Yeah.
Yeah, prediction.
The
pick diction.
The pick prediction.
The big pick prediction. Yeah, folks, next episode, we're going to be making our big pick prediction.
Three little Nostradamuses. Three little Nostradami.
Yeah, that's what the episode is going to be called.
Okay, somebody put us in cloaks looking at a crystal ball, and we're coming up with pick
prediction. Prediction.
Hey. I'll tell you what, it's not out of, I have never had a Batanga, but it's not out of question that it will be the drink of summer, because even though it was through this kind of scammy, pranky method, it did make suddenly every cocktail person in the world is thinking about this drink that had been otherwise pretty not a thing here in America.
Also, the fact that, you know, they came out and said it was a setup, not a lot of people would be paying attention to the story and go, "Oh, it was fake. Oh, okay. I don't know." They hear whatever they hear.
Oh, I think only a small fraction of the people heard this, the cat get out of the bag there. And
so they're still walking around fooled.
They got their head in the clouds.
Huh. Yeah, they got their fucking head up the ass.
Sheeple, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this drink that's why we're talking about it now, but, it is a drink. It does exist. And it was invented in 1961 in Tequila, Mexico. How appropriate.
I didn't know there was a Tequila, Mexico.
I tried to tell you.
I didn't want to hear it.
I believe that there's like five counties in Mexico where if you make an agave spirit, like, you can call it tequila. Otherwise, it's not that.
Like champagne rules.
The Cuervo guy told us.
Mezcal. Yes.
I don't remember a lick of what he said. That was a wild night.
Well, he got us drunk.
Yeah. On each level of Jose Cuervo. No, he supplied chips, though, to line our stomach.
Yeah, right.
We ordered a basket of chips and salsa.
And we had seven shots of tequila. By the time we got to the fancy stuff, we couldn't taste.
Yeah.
And that fancy stuff is good. The Reserva is like thick, dark syrup.
The Familia de Reserva, yes. Tim, go ahead. Yeah, you mentioned it's invented when?
1961, Tequila, Mexico. There's a bar called La Capilla, the chapel, and there was a bar owner named Don Javier Delgado Corona. And basically what we got here, guys, because it's the tequila, salt, and lime, it's a Paloma, but we're swapping out the soft drink. Instead of Squirt, it's Coca-Cola. The name of the drink, this was a funny story. I was able to find a YouTube video of Don Javier himself telling the history and making one for the cameras. He has since passed away, but there's a good YouTube video if you want to check it out. He said the name Batanga came from making fun of his fat friend. Batanga, the word Batanga is Filipino for little canoe. And so I guess this Filipino guy, maybe when he was a chubby kid, his friends made fun of him and called him Batanga because he looked like a little canoe or something. Cut to adulthood. He's pretty much, his name's Batanga now. Everybody calls him Batanga. And Don Julio likes him. The dude hangs around the bar. And there's one day Don Julio, he wants to go buy more highball glasses, the tall, thin Collins kind. But the only thing that he can find at the store are slightly wider, slightly rounder glasses. So he said, he made a joke and he said, they look like Batanga because they're fat, because they're fatter and rounder and wider.
He could give this Batanga guy a break.
Batanga's crying in the corner.
A life of pain, this poor guy.
For all we know, Batanga was honored by this because he liked this nickname. So, so then from that point forward, Don Javier was using those glasses and that name for his tequila cokes. And here is the recipe. We're free from the shackles of the IBA list. So we got this from the Difford's Guide, another very respectable go-to source. And then I also watched Don Javier make one. So there's little tweaks here, but here's the Difford's Guide recipe. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
3.5 ounces Coca-Cola, Mexican glass bottle if you got it. Sugar, not high fructose.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
The lesser of the Coca-Colas, I think, but
you like regular Coke better than Mexico. You're the only person that has ever said this.
I know.
2 ounces Blanco tequila. Don Javier uses El Tequiliano tequila, but you can use any Blanco tequila. Then 1/2 ounce.
I got Patron nips, the little ones.
Oh, fancy.
They're funny. It's like the Patron bottle with like a little cork thing on it.
Oh, those are fun.
Now you might find that nip is probably 50 milliliters, whereas 2 ounces is 60 milliliters.
Adjust accordingly, Michael.
That's why I got two, a little extra.
Now, Don Javier uses a shitload of tequila, actually. He fills it up almost like half the way with more than half the way with tequila and then a splash.
He's going to get drunk if he does that.
That's the idea, Mike. 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice. Don Javier squeezes 1/2 a lime straight into the glass. And then 1 pinch salt. This recipe says to put the salt in there, but Don Javier, he rims the glass with it. Here's the method. Stir salt with lime juice in base of glass to dissolve. Add ice and other ingredients and briefly stir.
A brief. Now, okay, so wait a minute. Are we doing the salt rim?
You can if you want.
Right? Or is that just Don Julio's thing?
I think I might put it right in there. I think I might do Difford's.
Yeah, I'm a Difford's guy. Also, I don't like the idea of having all that shit on the bottom because it never stirs throughout. It never does.
But here's the thing, Jay. The iconic, important thing about the Batanga that was mentioned in all these TikToks and that Don Javier makes a point of is you take the knife that you use to slice the limes, you dunk it in the glass at the end, and you stir it around.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're missing, Jeff. You never stirred it around.
Mike with the wall of books behind him. Fuck off.
You're not smart enough to know that you need to stir the whole thing.
It's bad luck to stir with a knife. I say tisk, tisk, tisk.
Interesting.
That's what they say, I think.
7 years bad luck.
But we'll do it for the sake of the pod.
Okay.
You guys want to make these drinks?
I would love to.
Yeah.
All right.
See you soon.
Folks, we'll be right back after this.
Bye.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back. Batonga's in hand. Let's see him.
Batonga's classic out. Look. I just put mine in a pint.
Oh, that's nice. Ooh. I didn't get a great yield off that Difford's recipe.
Yeah, it didn't fill my glass, but I didn't want to put too much Coke because I don't think there's supposed to be too much Coke. It's supposed to be a stiff drink.
Now, did you rim your glass?
No, I put my pinch right in there.
Yeah, I did a pinch.
Yeah, I was going to rim it, and I said, my lips are chapped. I don't want to do that.
I'm dry. I did hear that the salt is necessary. That, you know, the recipe even said 2 pinches on one that I saw. And then, Okay, so here we go. Sips, yes?
Yeah.
Sips.
Oh.
Mmm.
Now that's...
That's okay.
I maybe went heavy on the salt. I'm tasting salt.
I think so, too.
It's like drinking seawater.
it didn't seem like I went heavy on the salt, maybe, but like salt in a Coke is... Maybe that's... It just magnifies or something.
A nice brine.
Yeah, it's a brine. It's a good brine, baby.
I like that it tastes complicated. You know, like the Coke and tequila mix is like an interesting thing. As opposed to a Paloma that just like tastes grapefruity. This is, it's tastes fancy.
It does. And I'm a guy who spent a lot of time with the Cuba Libre thanks to this pod.
Right. Did you ever think like, ooh, did salt ever enter your brain when you were...
Mike, it never entered my brain. Nor did tequila. Just switching up the spirit.
Right.
Never would have occurred
because,
to me.
Because Cuba Libre is rum and Coke.
Yep.
That's your standard rum and Coke. And what makes it the Cuba Libre was the lime. Is that what we said?
Oh, like lots of lime. Lots of lime.
Yeah. It's the extra step.
It's funny though that just like swapping a spirit makes us think like you're not supposed to do that. It's like you grow up hearing of a whiskey Coke, yes. You grow up Jack and Coke. You grow up hearing about a rum and Coke, absolutely. And then only recently did I hear of a vodka and Coke, and I was like, can you do that? Yeah. And of course you can do it, and it's a popular drink.
You can
vodka diet especially.
Hey, how about that? That vanilla vodka would be good in Coke.
Ooh.
Or vanilla Coke and vodka. Or vanilla vodka, vanilla Coke.
Yay, too much.
But we're looking for uses for that vanilla Absolute. That's pretty perfect. Mm-hmm. That's your round two, Mike.
I'm not in my home. I'm not in my home. I should always travel with my bottle of Absolute vanilla.
It's funny, just the tinge of tequila in this does taste more like a, oh boy, like this is a nasty boy drink. This is a party drink.
It's because the taste of tequila always trips my brain into,
like, it's going to be one of these nights.
This is going to be Mike Talks Loud to People night.
You know what I thought about a maestro? I thought it was great.
Oh, God.
You haven't heard my maestro rant? Oof.
This is supposed to be an afternoon drink, by the way. It's a daytime after because it's a highball.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like mixing like sugary Coke with, you know, your upper tequila. This is a party drink. So I guess daytime does make sense as far as
daytime,
like,
at a pool party.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Dangerous tequila during the day. Come on.
I think it's a boozy day. I think Don Javier fills it up past the halfway point with tequila and just puts a splash of Coke. I think this is for it's a darty. Instead of a Borg.
That's
right. I did not stir with the knife I used to cut my lime because my lime was already cut.
Ooh. Did you use a different knife?
I ended up using a spoon. This is the first thing I grabbed. I kind of forgot about it. So maybe that's why this is too salty. It's nice. You just did a big there, Jeff. And it is like, I do that too. And I'm like, oh, but salt. It's like the from the Coke. And then
I don't think I did enough salt then. If you guys are tasting brine.
Yeah, I'm getting it big time. Actually, I'm going to run out and just dump the rest of my Coke in this.
Have fun. I didn't use a big pinch of salt, but the salt I used was the big fat, like coarse kosher salt. Yeah. So I do think that maybe that made it saltier than I realized because those pack a punch.
Yeah, you got like pretzel salt hanging around, clanking around. I was afraid they would all like stick to the bottom though. I guess it's okay. It's worked in. But whenever they tell you to put ice on top of like some of the ingredients, I'm always like, that stuff's never getting kicked up. I'm just going to taste them at the last sip.
Yeah. I do, Michael. Like it. I'm liking it. It's interesting.
I'm liking it.
I needed to dilute this a little more.
Knee jerk, I do think. I'll save it for final thoughts. My thoughts might evolve. You never know.
I'm curious what just tequila and just Coke would be. That I feel like the salt is throwing me off. But I do like salty stuff, so maybe I'll grow to like it.
Maybe just do the rim. That was the original.
That's a good idea.
Oh, Mike wants to sip selectively.
That's right. A little of this, a little of that.
You could do a little tahini. That wouldn't be weird, huh?
Not at all. Tahini is like the new thing from what I'm hearing.
Right, Tim.
They said that. They like that now. they being just the internet.
And have you been paying attention during Booze News? Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I pay attention.
From the meme.
Let me ask you guys this.
From the meme.
From the meme.
We're having a tequila Coke, right?
Yes. Yep. Truer words were never spoken, Tim.
Now, let's talk. When I was younger, I didn't hear the word cocktail. Well, I heard the word, but it was always like mixed drinks. Like, do you want beer or you want a mixed drink? You go to a party, mixed drink. So I tend to think when it's just blank and blank, you know, like it's still a cocktail. But if you're thinking in terms of a blank and blank, what's your favorite? Tequila Jack soda, Jack and Coke, rum.
Jack and Coke is probably the
rum and Coke, Batonga. Yeah.
Batonga. I do tequila soda a lot at bars if I'm just trying to if I do a marg or something like that, I'll be like, okay, that was good. Now enough of the sweet and sour. I'll just do like a tequila soda. But if I'm at home, whiskey ginger.
Whiskey ginger. You classic. Love the ginger. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, I should have said, well, it's not, I should have said a Russian root, but I didn't.
Well, that would just be a vodka, if we're doing like whiskey, ginger, gin and
vodka
tonic.
Root beer.
It'd be a vodka root beer.
It's optional.
don't put it on the ground.
Spiced rum and cherry cola.
Serve from ground because some I thought she was my friend, and she put it on the ground.
Getting all worked up.
We should have her on the show. We should have Eva Anderson on the show. She's a big cocktail-y. She gave me my first peaty scotch. Not like a big scotch guy, but she gave me my taste of it. I was like, this is fucking gross. This is like a Band-Aid. And she's like, yeah, I like it.
I remember her at birds handing me a glass and saying, taste this. It tastes like Band-Aids. Like, that's how she's selling it.
Yeah, she knows some good.
We'll get her on.
Stuff.
We've had her on in like a cameo form, but we'll have her on as a bona fide guest.
We should have her on to talk about, like, have her pick a drink, because I know she knows, like, she's a really good cook and baker and stuff. She knows some really cool specific recipes.
Old timey, like pre-prohibition cocktails and shit like that. She made punches. That's very good.
And like infused stuff. She does a lot of infusing.
We should have her make do the drink that she put my Russian root on the ground for. Her well-made. Oh, yeah.
She should bring in the drink, make the drink, talk about the drink.
Put it on the ground.
We get to hang out.
Yeah, we're looking to unload.
We get to crack wise for once.
Have we talked about having a guest host? Like the three of us take off for a week and having like Neil and Fran come in and host? I think that'd be funny.
That'd be great.
That's funny.
If the audience wants it.
What if it was power violence? So it was Whit, Clay, and Bud.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're kind of each being one of us.
My fear with each take one of our personas.
Play one.
I'm Bud.
I'm Eva Anderson. I think we should. No, I'm sorry. What I was going to say is I would be worried that either Neil and Fran or the power violence guys would be better than us at this, and people would want to hear them more.
Rating skyrocket.
Yeah. Well, I think they're very funny people, so I wouldn't want them to take our.
I'm pretty funny myself. You know, I got an Emmy nomination.
Yeah, but not to the level of a Neil and Fran or a Power Violence. You're kind of your own.
They got more Emmy noms than me. That's true.
Sloppy boy humor is a little. I'm not too into it.
But here's a weird thing. My favorite blank and blank is gin and tonic, but I've never remembered to order it. You know?
Mm.
I've never seen you with a tonic of any sort. I've poked through your fridge many times, Tim. Never seen a tonic.
I used to have a whole bunch of diet tonic.
Ooh.
Real good. Real nice. Good stuff.
With some quinine in there, I bet, huh?
I say, hey, Schwepp. Hey, Seagram, go heavy on the quinine.
Give me that cue.
I was out at a Mexican restaurant a couple days ago with my brother and some friends, and we had margaritas. Hadn't had a margarita in a long time. I said, this is so great. This margarita. It's almost like the daiquiri where I'm like, margarita? No, I don't want a big complicated drink. And it's like, oh yeah, margarita is so simple.
Not complicated if you order it. Somebody else's problem. It just arrives, Mike.
No, I know, but I'm picturing like a, you know, how we're talking about the daiquiri, and I was picturing a big flowery
affair. Yes.
It's very simple.
I made myself a Cadillac margarita the other day where I floated a little Grand Marnier on top.
At the home?
Most delicious indeed.
Hey, we got to do another Di Serrano drink because I want to get some of that back in my life.
Yep. I did Godfather's, the rye and the.
Yeah, and which the one? No, the Godfather was the bourbon and. Right?
Scotch and amaretto.
Because of the.
Scotch and amaretto. That's what it was.
And then the French Connection
is cognac and rye. Amaretto.
Ah. Both good.
Jeff, were you there at the well when I ordered I said, can I have a French Connection? And he was like, what? I knew he wouldn't know that. So but I was like, oh, can I have a cognac and amaretto on the rocks? And the guy was like, okay. And he came back with two glasses, a cognac on the rocks and an amaretto on the rocks. And I was like, okay. I mean, I was probably going to drink two anyway, so we'll figure this out. But
you got a nice tumbler full of Godfather.
Like, can I have now a third glass to...
I thought you were going to say, what was it? You went to a movie theater or something or tried to order one, and they came back and were like, that's going to be like $36.
You don't want that.
Oh, it was at MacGuffin's at AMC. they were like, you should buy these separately.
Do you go to MacGuffin's when you're not seeing a movie just to... That's your...
it's my watering hole. I get out of work, I belly up to the bar. Hey,
I'll worry you.
I had another rough day, kid. Oh, okay, Mr. Galvagus. We want some popcorn?
Another rough day.
I had a rough day of telling those toons what to do. I said that in when we did the Neil. Hello, Neil. I know you're listening. I recorded a voice with you guys for the next season of Digman. And I was in the booth, and it was like Neil and Tim and some other producers and stuff out in the through the window. I was like, Neil, just so you know, once we get done with or just so I know, once we get done with this, you're gonna put this to cartoons or something. I felt like he got a laugh, the laugh I was looking for, but I hope I didn't offend him. Neil, yeah, no, you, I hope I didn't offend you.
You're gonna put this to cartoons or something.
In this studio, you said it was Neil and Tim and some producers and stuff. Did you get the sense like you would do a take and then you'd look through the window to them and they would everyone would turn to Tim and I would say,
yeah,
that's great. Let's move on. And they'd be like, okay.
There was even some where he just kind of in a desk chair like this, they'd look at you and.
Just the smallest
just
nod.
A nod.
The
just
smallest
a nod.
Nod.
Yeah.
And then remember you were walking out after the session and I kind of gave you a thumbs up and it was like, that's huge. He never does that.
Yeah. And it was so great. Cause like, I was like the guy who gave me a car ride here, thumbs up me. And now I'm going to see him in the car all the way home. That's cool.
Yeah. Also the guy who's stuffing his face with snacks more in this and filling his pockets with kind bars before he leaves. Actually, let me, it's good to post my W's, right?
Oh, here on the pod? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You have to. Because no one else is going to do it for you.
Well, I had a big W at the, with the snacks in the Digman studio up at Titmouse Productions in the green room. I was looking and I said, look at the candy. And they had Tic Tacs in one pack with all different colors. You know, and I forget what it was like a tropical pack with all these
fruit adventure,
flavors.
Fruit adventure, they call it.
Yes, fruit adventure. And I said, this is fun for me. And I took them and I was eating them. And, Tic Tacs are delicious, the fruit ones.
Yeah, you're just working your way quickly through a whole carton.
Here's what I did. I'm chewing them, candy. And I start thinking, Tim, you got to guess the flavors, right? And
that's a fun little game for yourself.
It's pretty clear. This one, that one. But then there was this one flavor I couldn't place. And I said, Jesus, Tim, do you think this could be passion fruit? And behold, I Googled it and it was passion fruit. And I nailed it.
Wow, the palate on this guy.
That's pretty good for a candy, I'll say. Because candy flavors, we all know, are like wildly different sometimes.
Nonsense.
It could have been guava. It could have been dragon fruit.
What's the deal with the Tic Tac? You eat a white Tic Tac, that thing takes a while to crunch. Green, same thing. But the orange ones is just like...
They turn
chewy
to
food.
They turn to chew.
Delicious.
Yeah,
just chew them down. And the white ones, when you first pop it in your mouth, you're getting a little vanilla. Then you get down into the mint and it tastes like toothpaste. I wish I could just have that outer coating the whole time.
Well, you could eat like a sunflower seed, Catman. You just take one, you go, get that vanilla off. And
yeah, spitting them out. It's expensive, but I'll try it.
Jeff had Coca-Cola ones coming back to the drink. He had some Coca-Cola.
Can you believe that?
Tic Tacs.
Coca-Cola did a collab with Tic Tac.
I love that.
They were okay. They were certifiably really okay.
These are okay.
Did it taste real? Like what it was supposed to taste like?
Real as the day is long, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Coca-Cola, I'm due for round two.
Yes.
Not me. I'm slow on this. I think the salt is slowing me down.
I'm getting down.
Have enough ice in your glass, Mike.
What are you talking about? I got 3 cubes. Yeah, maybe I should put maybe a little water. It'll water it down.
They're half melted, though. Look at them. They're pathetic.
Yeah. These are pretty fucking second string, huh?
Would you change anything for round two? Mike, I know you already did a tweak in round one, which is not normally what we do here on the pod, but.
What'd I do?
You added Coke. Did you not?
I added Coke. Yeah. You're right. I added Coke to it because I think I added too much salt.
So you're getting a lot of iterations here.
Yeah, in all types of. I never really. One doesn't start, and then they kind of start again before they end. Yeah, it's a pretty groovy scene over here.
For me, more lime, more lime.
Lime freak. I'm going to do the Don Javier method to a T. I'm going to rim my glass with salt. The pinch is not going in there. And then I'm going to do a lot of tequila and a splash of Coke up top. I'm in the mood to get a little drunk and to be on the Sloppy Boys blow. And I want to be like slurring and steamrolling you guys. So I'm going to make a really stiff one.
Great.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it a funny feeling when you're like, I'm going to get drunk right now.
When you make a concerted effort, when you're like,
you kind of think about your day, like say it's like a Saturday afternoon. You're like, you know what? I got nothing to do tonight. I can start drinking right now.
Well, a lot of times the drunkenness insists upon itself. It sort of sneaks in. So it's nice sometimes to just get ahead of it and be like, you know what? I choose you.
Yeah, I know what you're up to. I'm already on it.
I have agency in this relationship. For me, it's always a reaction to that first sip. Like, it hits me different any day. Like sometimes you have a sip and it just makes you tired or grumpy or weird. Mm-hmm. And then other times it's like, ooh, Timmy, it's one of those days.
You know, sometimes I see you, Tim, and you go, let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Is this one of those nights?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to get drunk because when we're done recording pods, I'm going to take out my guitar and I'm going to rehearse some Sloppy Boys songs for our tour. So I want to get nice and loose for that because I'm always drunk on stage. So I should be drunk when I practice.
You want to rehearse in the state that you're going to be in when you perform.
Yes. Exactly. All right. 10 shots of Fireball.
All right. Well, folks, why don't you open up your ears and open up your wallets? Cause here comes the ads
and your hearts
and your hearts. Don't forget your hearts. And we'll be right back here after these messages.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Batonga round two. How'd it go, Timmy? You did the Deluxo edition, the drunkard edition?
Yep. My salt went only on the rim, not into the drink. And then I went about almost like two-thirds tequila and then splash of Coke up top.
Damn. I didn't do quite that much, but I had one of those fiascos happen where you get all the ice in there, right? Then you dump in the spirit, and it hits the ice just so where it slingshots right back out of the glass. And I said, well, I don't know how much went in, so I'll just dump in a bunch more tequila. I wanted a nice full glass, so I topped it up, and I think I just did sort of like a freestyle.
That happens to me every time I clean my jigger for my cocktail making.
Ooh.
I put it right under the spout or the faucet, and it goes zoop, and it comes back and hits
or
me.
Or like an ice cube tray, if you're not paying attention.
That's a fly.
Fiasco.
Lupe fiasco.
Kick push. Michael, what'd you do for your drink?
I'm still working on my next one. I added more ice. I'm still working on my first.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Ooh. I was like, who's this working on it, Tig?
Less salty. I caught a little bit from the rim, but not as much as before. The other one was too salty, my fault. This one is perfect.
Too salty, my fault.
God fucking damn it. I had it.
Sorry, Jeff. It's that lag. It's that internet lag.
Wait. Explain that joke that you both made at the same time. Too salty, my fault. What?
Too salty, my faulty.
Too salty, my faulty.
Yes. Jeff was about to say the Y, but he realized he had scooped me.
Yeah.
Scooped him.
Damn.
I've been scooped.
This is really good. More lime juice is like the one thing I made a concerted effort to just pile in there is lime juice.
Ooh, I would do that. Now, this is where I would love to be at a Coke freestyle machine. Usually,
This is where I'd like to fly.
It's times like this in life.
Many times, useless.
Useless. I'm angered that that's the option. You get it. Yeah, a lime Coke in here.
Ooh, this is going to get me nice and fired up to tear Beyonce a new asshole on the blowout.
Jeff!
Uh-oh. What? I can't tease?
Jeff, this is exciting. What's Jeff going to say in the new...
And who cares what he has to say about the new fucking smash Beyonce album?
No, everyone does. They should sign up for the Patreon. They should sign up for the Patreon. This is something people need to know.
I'm worried that Jeff's going to ruin Beyonce's finances when he comes out against her new album.
I know. But Jeff, say what you think, but don't go in. Don't go hard because this is she's got a family.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. You could ruin them. You could ruin the Carters.
Well,
hey, ruin the Carters.
Final thoughts? Want to get into it? Shall we? Should we wrap it up?
My final thought on this is I would like to try this again with no salt at all. Because I think the tequila is doing a lot of the salty weight for me. They're like the flavor. Wait for me.
The salty weight.
And I think I don't know what I'm saying.
Interesting. You don't want the salt. Just say you don't want the salt.
I don't want the salt. I know this is an order again for me. I do like it and I want to have it again.
Timothy, your thoughts? Submit them.
I have to agree. It's an order again. I like it. I'm a Paloma guy and I love just not even a fancy Paloma, just tequila and squirt salt lime. And I like Palomas better, but it's fun to have this whole different flavor. It's different. I've never had anything like this, and I could see myself
settling down
this spring. I could see myself settling down with this drink. No, like just for variety, I do think I will order this. I think my most popular blank and blank order on tour, I get a lot of I get a vodka soda, but I say, can I get a vodka soda in a pint glass with a lot of soda? And so that it's hydrating. But like I do think I'm going to order these. Yeah. Like a spritzer. I think that this is worth having a seat at the table. It's different. Mm-hmm. I really like it. And here's what I'm also thinking is this is a very stiff version and it's delicious, but I would... You know, sometimes like a little bit of rum or a little bit of whiskey and a lot of Coke is kind of nice. What about a version of this that's ranch water style Popo No No?
Yes.
Go to a bodega, get a Mexican Coke and a nip of tequila. Take one gulp of the Coke, pour the nip in there. Walking around the streets of New York, Popo No No, baby.
Popo No No. And you go up to the cop and you say, yeah, I'm just drinking this. Nothing wrong with this.
Okay, well,
you don't know. You smell nothing. Like
tequila. You're arrested, you asshole.
You can't shove me, that's for sure.
Speaking of that type of thing, my whole Twitter feed, X feed, I guess I clicked on some effed up videos, but now when I open up the X app, the only thing I see is like, watch this bully messes with this kid, but then this kid kills this bully. And then it's like, I know this kid messes with his adult and then the adult body slams the kid and this cop gets shot and this cop shoots somebody. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. Yeah. It's that for you. I mean, I had this too. I was like, how? I'm not following any of these people. And then I realized the front page of Twitter or X, there's following right up top, and for you. My following.
Because they took that from TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. My following, delightful. All my friends posting jokes, posting political stuff, whatever. The for you is all like fights and like accidental murders and shit.
Is it like that because of our algorithms, because we're dastardly dudes? Or do you think everyone is seeing effed up surveillance videos all the time?
I don't know. I'm going to look at my Twitter right now and see what.
I see like 3 people die every day when I open my phone.
I know, it's worst. Intense,
and I wish they lived.
Well, yeah. People of people, indeed. I think it is everybody, but there is that thing though, when you do click through with morbid curiosity, look, I do like to see a bully get punched in the face sometimes. Yep. I don't like to see somebody accidentally fall down an elevator shaft. That's exactly. Not fun for me.
I like comeuppance and I like redemptive tales. Sometimes it's like, watch this bad person do something awful to a good person, or like there's one I've seen a lot where it's just like a guy's walking in the subway and just punching people in the face. Like old ladies are getting punched in the face. I'm like, I don't want to see
that. What the fuck is that? Also, that's like a thing that's happening now. Like a guy in New York is punching specifically women in the face. What the fuck is this?
Is it one, like, is that a person, like one person, or is this like a rash of stuff happening?
I don't know. Maybe it's one guy. Maybe.
I feel like that comes up all the time. It's like, oh, watch out. Don't go to Detroit because they're punching people in the face in Detroit now. Or don't go to Denver. It's Denver's getting punched in the face.
When somebody really gets rocked, there's that half second where like a human body just looks like a piece of matter. And it's really hard to witness, you know, a lot of them hit the floor and then they're okay after a second. But in that one moment, when you see a whole being with a whole life and a mother and father, and they just are a piece of matter flopping, just a piece of meat.
And look, some people can take it. If you see us walking down the street and we get punched in the face, that's fine. Up.
No. I'm going to amend that. Don't touch me or talk to me on the street.
Certain people, we can take it, but other people, they can't take that.
Talk to me, look at me, think about me, or be on the street when I'm on the street.
Well, think about us. Think about subscribing.
Yes, only think about that aspect of me. the part of me that only is reachable through a subscription.
The part of me that is behind a paywall, you are free to think about.
Yes, think about it.
My final thoughts, real quick, if I could fucking talk for a second.
Yes.
This is a great drink, but is tequila better used in a Paloma? I think so. Is Coke better used in a Cuba Libre? I think so.
Oh, interesting.
But hey, sometimes you want to get a little freaky and you want to mix things up a little bit. This does taste like a party drink. It's already got me sort of motor mouthing, and I'm ready to trash Beyonce.
Yeah.
So I think you do try this, and it is an order again. How about that?
Jeff, can I pitch you an idea? I listened to an episode of Cocktail College about the Batanga, and these guys are experts. They know their shit. And here's what they're saying.
Oh, wow.
In America, bottle service culture is like, oh my God, I'm in a club and it's like $500 for a bottle. And blah, blah, blah. In Mexico, that's not the case. It's more like here, if you're at a restaurant, you have a bottle of wine. If you're both going to have wine, it just makes sense to just like get the bottle. They're saying in Mexico, it's very common to be like, oh, we'll have a bottle of tequila for the table and we'll get a couple of mixers. So you have like, you have a bottle of Coke, a bottle of Topo Chico, a bottle of Squirt.
Cool.
And everyone's making their own little highballs at the table.
Ooh, cool.
Imagine that. Next time you have a party or just an intimate gathering in your home, put the tequila bottle out there and then a few soft drinks and see who goes for the Coke. See who goes for the Topo.
That's great.
See who goes for the Squirt.
You sit back behind a two-way mirror and you take notes of your friends.
And you go, and you see. Just as I suspected.
They're like, where has Jeff been all night? We hear him giggling through that mirror.
Through that mirror.
That huge mirror.
Through that large, conspicuous mirror.
Just as I suspected.
My calculations weren't correct.
You're just looking in a mirror at them.
Oh, Timothy, aren't you full of surprises?
Yeah, Jeff, I can hear you.
Just as I suspected, all my friends left.
I left for 2 seconds and they're all gone.
And they took the tequila.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where you can we release these recipes ahead of time.
Oh, Batanga.
Boy.
That's a Batanga talking.
That's a Batanga. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And that's where you get the blowout. That's where you get questions for Lennon. And that's where you get access to the Discord, where you can chat with us at the live stream post-party Q&A. Mm-hmm. Pretty good deal, if you ask me.
These are all great. These are all great. Great things you should be doing.
Can I share something really quick? Because it just hit me and I gotta say it.
If it's personal?
It's personal.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the word Batanga is really familiar to me, and it finally hit me where it's from. Mm. There was a toy when we were kids.
A what?
That was like, toy. It was like a Nerf sword.
Toy.
A toy. So it was like a sword or something, but it was soft and foamy, and you could hit each other with this soft, foamy sword. And I remember when I was a kid, my babysitter was babysitting me and my brother, and classic, her boyfriend came over, and we were like, oh, Rick's here. And then he was like beating the shit out of us with these batangas, and we're like,
Rick! Anyway, we love batanga. You, Rick.
That's what they were called, batangas?
I'm calling them.
Oh, interesting.
But it wouldn't be little.
I thought they sounded like that or something. I like that name, Batanga. It sounds like a real like battle cry. Batanga.
You know what it reminds me of? I was like, what does it sound like? Morongo? No, it sounds like Pechanga Casino and Resort. Right.
Pechanga.
Okay, so Batanga means thick in the middle.
Oh. Damn. Okay.
That's why that guy.
Oh, that makes sense for canoe, because a canoe is like.
That makes sense for your babysitter's boyfriend. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Your boyfriend's thick.
Yeah, girthy boy. We should do like a Pechanga or Morongo getaway sometime. Like,
yeah, stay down there for a weekend.
I'm sure they probably get a lot. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's not true, but some like ironic stays where a bunch of like. Just like a collection of friends is like, we don't want to do Vegas, but like we could probably live it up in Pechanga.
Yeah.
I don't need to think about it. I love it.
Where's the one by the outlets when you're heading out to
That's Morongo, I think.
Okay.
Morongo.
Right?
There's also one down by San Diego that's like Yamava. And then there's
Bugaboo Creek, is that something?
That's a Canadian. Themed chain restaurant, but yeah.
We talked about that during the mudslide.
I want to go there too.
I do want to do an Outback Steakhouse.
It's a good time, isn't it?
After last week, we were talking about TGI Fridays, and I was looking to see if there's one in the area. And all the close TGI Fridays are just like mall locations, but there's one in West Covina that's like an 80s TGI Friday. Dude,
I've never been to West Covina. I hear it advertised, and it sounds like exactly the sort of place that would have a throwbacky TGI Friday.
Forgotten by time. They're still serving food that was prepped in the 80s.
Well, good episode, guys, and good episode, those of you listening at home.
You're doing good work to all of us.
We'll see you back here next week, and tell a friend, why don't you?
Yeah.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Peter.